Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. In the studio with us right now is Eli Lowry. Eli's a Boy Scout. And what troop are you belong to, Eli?
I belong to Troop 322 from Dawson Boyd LQPV.
Okay, so the Boy Scout troops are combined, Dawson and Madison?
Yep.
Okay, cool. How long has it been like that, roughly?
Probably around 2 years, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I've asked Eli to come into the studio for two reasons. The Scouts are selling Christmas trees and wreaths, and you want to get in on that because that's a big fundraiser for him. And also, Eli's working towards his Eagle Scout, and we'll talk about that. So, Eli, let's talk about your fundraiser that the Scouts are putting on here right now.
So we're selling different types of wreaths and other things like a cross or swag, cane roping. We've got some pots, and we also sell Christmas trees as well.
Yeah, those your picture you brought in, some pretty nice Christmas trees there.
Yep.
Fraser fir, they're called. So so if people are interested in buying a Christmas wreath to hang on their door or whatever, or a Christmas tree, how can they... How can they order one, Eli?
They can contact any local Boy Scout they know from the area, or they can contact Brett Buer at 320-769-2716.
Okay. Now, this is a big fundraiser for the Boy Scouts, isn't it?
Yep, yeah. It is.
What do you do with the funds that you do raise?
We use the funds to go on activities like camping, like Many Point during the summer. That's okay. A big camp trick that we do during the week, or... for a whole week during the summer.
Okay. I've been to Many Point when I was a Boy Scout. Kind of a cool place, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. A very cool place.
Yeah, so support the Boy Scouts here. Troop 322, Dawson, Lock Pearl Valley Boy Scouts. So what's the age groups of Boy Scouts now? Is it Cub Scouts involved in this too? Or
It's not Cub Scouts. Okay. It's just the Boy Scouts.
Okay. Roughly what grades is that then?
Probably sixth grade to seniors, okay. I guess.
All right, so contact any Boy Scout, pick up your wreath, and help them out with their fundraising, right?
Yep.
All right, or you can get a hold of Eli there, or your dad. Your dad's
He's an assistant scoutmaster.
Okay, who is the scoutmaster?
Brett Buer.
Okay, Brett, so you can contact Brett too then.
Yep.
All right, and I've also asked Eli to come in because he's working towards his Eagle Scout. He's just about there. Tell us all about that, Eli.
So for your Eagle Scout merit badge, you have to get a certain amount of required merit badges and unrequired, and then you need to do a service project for your community or church. I did my service project. I repaired the warming house in Madison. We installed a new door, new windows. We put on new shingles. We tore off the bottom 36 inches of siding, put on new steel siding, and then we repainted everything else.
Wow, that sounds like a big project, huh?
Yeah, it was.
When did you do that?
This past summer.
This past summer. So it's ready to go for this winter then,
yep,
huh?
Yep, it is.
I bet you everybody will enjoy that, huh?
Yep.
How'd you come up with that idea? Yeah, you have to have a project to do, so. Just thought about it?
Yeah, okay. I heard some people like Mrs. Redepenning. Pat Redepenning, and she was saying that the Warming House needed some repair, and my dad told me about it, so I thought that would be a
good
nice
project.
Good.
You enjoy being in Boy Scouts, Eli?
Yeah, I enjoy being in Boy Scouts.
I was a Cub Scout, a Weeblow Boy Scout, and that's one thing as an adult I regret, not finishing my Eagle Scout. I was just about there. I think I was at the Life. Is it called Life yet?
Life Scout.
Life Scout. That's where I ended. So, what are the, how do you progress to become an Eagle Scout?
So, first when you join into Scouts, you work to get your Tenderfoot. And then after Tenderfoot, you get your second class, then first class, then star, then life. Then you finally work to get your eagle.
Okay. What kind of things do you need to do to get some of them?
There's special requirements like... you need to go camping for a certain amount of nights. You need to have so many merit badges. You need to hike like a mile.
I remember the merit badges. Now, give us an example of different kind of merit badges there are.
There's the climbing merit badge, and where you basically have to, I did it this past summer, and you have to belay, you have to anchor, and then you've got to,
for climbing?
Climb three times each.
What did you climb?
They have a rock climbing wall there, and then you go
at Many Point?
Yeah, at Many Point, okay. And you can climb three different walls, and then rappel three different times and belay three different times.
Blade, what's that?
Belay is where you're holding the guy with the rope and you're tightening the rope constantly.
All right, cool. You like going, how many times have you been to Many Point, the scout camp?
Been to Many Point,
couple times, huh?
Yeah, a couple times. I just missed it once.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Tell our listeners where you go to school and what grade you're in and what activities you're in at Lac La Parole Valley. I just mentioned you're at Lac La Parole Valley.
I'm a sophomore, and I do football, wrestling, and baseball.
Okay. All right. And how many scouts are in the scout troop, roughly?
There's probably around 20 or so.
Oh, that many? Okay, awesome. Good, good. Yeah, it's a good thing to belong to, isn't it?
Yep, it is.
Looks good on your job resume, too, if you're an Eagle Scout, right? So what's left for Eagle Scout, then? What do you got to do to become an Eagle Scout?
I need to get my communications merit badge, citizenship in the nation merit badge, and family life merit badge. Oh, and I also need to get my personal management merit badge.
Oh, okay. So you got a little bit to do yet.
Four merit badges left.
Four merit badges left. You're close there. That's great. Well, thanks for coming in, Eli. I appreciate that. And tell us about Boy Scouts and, once again, the fundraiser.
Yep.
So that's Eli Lowry from Boy Scout Troop 322, Dawson. Is it Dawson Boyd, Lac La Parole Valley? Is that how you say that? Okay. Thanks for coming in, Eli.
Yep.